born, my friends, in Shrewsbury Town by the banks of the Severn River. My father was a medical man who could doctor his stomach or liver. I sat for a portrait in a velvet suit. It was said that I looked quite knobby. And what I liked the best was beetles and worms, for collecting them was my hobby.
He was fond of bugs, he adored slimy slugs, for collecting them was his hobby.
When I reached 16, my father decreed that I needed a surgeon's knowledge. So off to Edinburgh I went to enroll in the medical college. I slept through the lectures in anatomy, they were only so much palaver. And I really know this wasn't for me when I sighted my first cadaver.
He became quite ill with a touch of the chill when he sighted his first cadaver.
When my father saw me wasting my time, he remarked, "You have not got far, son, but there's a chance you could succeed in the role of a countrified parson." So meekly I toddled off to Cambridge Town to obtain the required degree, sir. But a taste for port and hunting the fox came to mean rather more to me, sir.
Betting on a race where the wind sure a place came to mean rather more to me, sir.
That awful Cambridge Trinity, a classics, a maths and a theology, didn't have a much appeal for me, who was a much more intrigued with the fiddle-dee-dee. Just about this time a letter arrived that would alter my life concretely. It said there was a challenging post, one which fitted my talents completely. My Cambridge professor, Mr. Henslow, wrote, "Here's a job that will test your wits, boy. Be a naturalist accredited to the command of a Captain Fitzroy."
In the salty spray, he would learn to obey the command of a Captain Fitzroy.
In the past 5 years, we've circled the globe, and it's not been exactly easy. What with the stormy weather we've had, there were times when I felt a bit queasy. But such little trifles couldn't interfere with a highly successful mission. I could fill a book with the knowledge I've gained on this wonderful expedition.
Now the only way that a chorus may get its proper recognition is to intersperse throughout the verse lots of rhymeless repetition. So make no mistake, we will never break with the line of operatic tradition. It behooves us then to remark again, 'twas a wonderful expedition. Oh, balmy and wonderful, stormy and thunderful, it was a wonderful.